USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
U.S. Ambassador to New Zealand Scott Brown appeared on CNN's State of the Union, where he was asked if the mosque shooter was on an American terror watch list.
No, I have no knowledge of whether he's on any type of watch list for us, and I take the Prime Minister at her word. I know they've been very thorough, obviously dealing with the victims and the families, and also making sure that the members of the Muslim community are cared for. But more importantly, they're doing the deep dive to, you know, make sure they get the legal case strong and ready to go.
On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was asked about the manifesto from the gunman that showed support for President Trump concerning extremism, an issue for which the president has been criticized by the left for not providing a harsher condemnation.
It's a tragedy, and I get that. And we're in a hyper-partisan sort of time in the country, and I get that. But that doesn't mean we need to marry these two events.
In all, 50 people have been confirmed killed by shootings at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand released a video today formally announcing her candidacy, a video titled Brave Wins.
Brave doesn't pit people against each other. Brave doesn't put money over lives. Brave doesn't spread hate. Cloud truth. Build a wall.
Children can be separated.
That's what fear does.
Toward the end of a nearly two-minute-long video released Sunday, Gillibrand, speaking directly to the camera, announces she's running for president. New York City police say a suspect is in custody in the shooting death of the reputed Gambino crime family boss, Francisco Cali. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea provides more detail to the detainment of the suspect.
He is in custody. He is not going anywhere. We have the arrest warrant in hand, but the process entails the Staten Island DA's office working in conjunction now with the New Jersey prosecutors, and that's what will take some days.
The murder marked the first assassination of a New York City mob boss since Paul Castellano, who was killed outside a Manhattan steakhouse in 1985. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jeb Bush, a former Republican governor of Florida, says he thinks a fellow Republican should challenge President Donald Trump in 2020. That according to a portion of an interview for the series The Axe Files.
I think someone should run, just because Republicans ought to be given a choice. But I think you're probably right based on the premise you had that he has a strong, loyal base and it'd be hard to beat him. It's hard to beat a sitting president. But to have a conversation about what it is to be a conservative, I think it's important.
Well, there's a new study out that suggests we should limit our intake of eggs. We get more on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
The latest is that a new study finds overconsumption of cholesterol-filled eggs could increase risks for early death and the development of heart disease. It's the finding from the study by researchers published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, suggesting a 17 and 18% increased risk of heart disease and early death, respectively, for an extra daily helping of 300 milligrams of cholesterol. As eggs are a major source of dietary cholesterol, the researchers say they discovered how eating an additional 3 to 4 eggs a week will increase chances for those negative outcomes by 6 to 8%. While the 29,000-person study is not conclusive, researchers say it shows that people should limit their dietary intake of cholesterol, especially as it relates to eggs.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.